everyone. This is your one and only source, a Gossip Girl podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Miranda. And today we're going to talk to you about season one, episode two, She's Having a Maybe.
Which is apparently based on a 1988 movie called She's Having a Baby. Oh, that I've never seen.
Nope, we've never seen, I don't think I've seen any of these.
We don't watch adult movies.
So. No, the one I was, giving a little pre-look to all of the movies that are referenced in the titles of the first six. I think the only one I've seen is Parasite.
I have not seen Parasite, but there was one that I did see. I can't remember what it was.
So good. Anyway, well, I'm sure we'll get there eventually, but.
Hopefully.
We're going to recap the episode, go through everything that we liked, everything we didn't like, everything that we thought was weird and creepy, probably mostly from Jordan. we're going to go through it. First of all, correction that I would like to say, Rights to the City is an actual charity. I thought they made it up, but apparently it's a real thing.
So I definitely thought they were saying something with seals, because a city sounded like seals to me. And I was just like, why? That's why I think I said it sounded like
manatees.
It sounded like an ocean cleanup crew or something like that, because I thought it said seals, but it's not.
That's a funny reference, because that's what, when Eric is joking that he's been in Florida, he says, save the manatees.
Yeah. Okay.
In Poison Ivy, maybe? No. I don't know which one it was. Anyway, that's a level of knowledge that I'm not at quite yet. This episode was written by April Blair, which sounds like a Gossip Girl character name.
Right.
She also wrote such masterpieces as Monte Carlo and Lemonade Mouth. What an icon. She's also written episodes of You, Rain, and Heart of Dixie. So she's done a lot.
Is Monte Carlo that one with Selena Gomez?
And Leighton Meester herself. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. And it's directed again by Karina Evans. Women directed the first six episodes, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, for a show that is so much for girls, gays, and theys, have women direct all of the episodes. It's so important.
Right, right. You can write, but you can't direct.
No, I mean, what do you mean? They're directing.
Well, I feel like Josh Safran has such a hand in all of this that I don't know. I just assume he's doing everything.
Oh.
I know other people work there.
He wrote the pilot. I think that's the only one he wrote. But I could be wrong.
Then what is he doing?
He's show running, Olivia.
Right, right. Producing things that we don't know what they actually mean. But
no, he's running the show.
Which is where he deserves to be, in my opinion.
Josh,
we know you're listening. We know you're listening. Thank you.
We do. We really we have a theory that Josh Safran has listened to this, or at least the first one, which, hi.
But we know you're, hi, Josh. We know you're listening. We would like to welcome you to the party.
I would like a 5-star rating from username Anthologist. Thank you so much.
Or anyone just leading off with, Josh, if you're out there, just leave a review that says, hi, Josh here, and we'll know it's you.
Or anyone else, leave a review that says that, and it's not fraud if we don't report
we'll
it. It's
fine. We'll believe you. We'll appreciate it either way.
Anyway, should we get into the plot?
Yes. Go right ahead.
So this episode starts with another getting ready montage, but this time it's teachers for parent-teacher conferences. So the teachers, in a line of exposition, tell us that Julian's dad has more Grammys than Diplo and Calvin Harris combined. Diplo has 3, Calvin has 1, so he must have 5.
I feel like they could have used David Foster or John Legend or something like
it's
that.
It's because he's a producer.
Okay, well, David Foster is a producer too, isn't he? I don't know. He writes songs.
That's too many Foster references in this episode.
Right, right. I have a note on that one later. But yeah, I feel like Diplo and Calvin Harris are not totally known for how many Grammys they have, but that's okay.
No, but they're very famous. I would say they're more famous than David Foster.
Well, yeah, but I think David Foster has 30 Grammys or something. Obscene.
I don't know. Google it. Jack Antonoff has 5, so maybe he's supposed to be Jack Antonoff E.
Okay.
That's in my notes. So Gossip Girl has not been posting She's been a little quiet lately. Meanwhile, Zoya's dad lectures her because he thinks the headmistress is going to pull the scholarship that she has. And Zoya also watches Julian's Instagram story, but on her Finsta, which I thought was an interesting thing that they did. There's also another line where I think Jordan says Alec Baldwin confiscated my phone. So like Alec Baldwin is a Constance parent in this universe, which makes sense because in the other one, Stephen Baldwin was a Constance parent because he played Serena's dad, lest we forget.
It looks like David Foster has 16 Grammys, which is
crazy. I don't know who this man is. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I know he's
married to Catherine McPhee. That's all I got.
Right. He used to be married to Yolanda.
This is
Hadid.
Not a David Foster podcast.
No.
Keep it going.
But he was married to Yolanda Hadid, who was on Real Housewives. He was the father of Gigi and Bella Hadid, stepfather of Gigi and Bella Hadid.
He scared me for a second. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. And he would produce Celine Dion and like a bunch of famous people.
Mm-hmm. You have the next note.
Yeah, I do love the salute to a more famous Baldwin that wasn't actually on the show. But I also need that Haley Baldwin reference, and I'm fearing that this is our Baldwin for the show.
Oh, very true. I was so confused by what you meant by like one that you need, but yeah, I didn't realize you were referencing the game.
Haley, not Alec.
You technically need Haley and Justin, right?
No, just Haley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I do really like Kate seemingly putting a lot of stock into like verifying the tips. Like she wants to make sure that she's posting things that are true. Probably because she has some understanding of like the law, and also probably because she's a good person. Maybe. I don't know
that that's super true or not. I think like
which part
that she's a good person. I think okay, it's more so that she doesn't want to get like her. So Gossip Girl's like credibility is such mm-hmm. a big part of the whole very like true. Idea of it, and if like as we see in this episode, if she loses credibility, nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, Gossip Girl is Us Weekly, not okay.
Yes.
Great.
Sure. Yes. Like people. I don't know which ones are good anymore. But yeah.
True. None of them are.
Yeah, okay and Star are definitely no. They have never been reputable. Maybe like the New York Post as opposed to like Page Six. Okay. Like Page Six is the reputable one. New York Post, not so much.
I don't know.
They're both not great, but neither is Gossip Girl, so.
That's true. Okay, fine.
So Julie and her friends go out in Dumbo again. Julian wants to make up with Obi. Audrey and Max flirt on the stairs until Obi and Aki, so it's Oki.
Oki.
So Aki joins them, and then Rafa, their teacher, comes up the elevator and we get to see Max just like kind of fawn over him. And Audrey is pissed at her mom for playing hooky on the parent-teacher conferences. She gets emails from the school. She's BCC'd on emails from the school that tell her that her mom's not there. Aki therapizes, urging Audrey to have a little empathy. Luna and Monet want Julian and Obi to get back together, but for the followers, not really because they care about Julian's happiness. And Audrey and Julian talk about Audrey's mom, Kiki, who kind of show their... it shows their friendship on a different level from Julian, Monet, and Luna. Julian asks Obi to show up and he says he has to go to bed.
Wow.
Or that he's great. In bed?
He's going to bed early. He's like, I'm heading to bed early. They're so casual about a teacher showing up at their party, or the teacher is casual about having them there. I think it's the same place. Like, I think it's Dumbo Hall again.
I thought so too. And I was like, okay, how does this teacher afford this membership?
Yeah, no, I'm sure he's someone's plus one.
But also, like, if I'm a teacher and I show up, I'm a high school teacher, I know these kids are all juniors, and I show up at a bar and they're all there, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, it's very strange.
And like, I don't know a lot of bars that like people who are above 21 want to go to that people are under 21 hang out at.
Yeah, those, I don't believe those exist.
Right. Rafa, I know what you're doing here and it's creepy. So.
Fair. Well, I don't know.
Not that Max isn't creepy too. Like, they're creepy together, but like, Rafa, why are you like trolling an underage bar?
For each other. Soulmates.
Right. They're Rafa's like creeps. Also like cruising an underage bar. And then he's like, no, fine. I could never do that. And it's like, okay, really, Rafa, do we believe you?
Yeah.
So I didn't know if we knew that Aubrey's mom designs athleisure wear.
Audrey.
Oh my God. Audrey.
I really poisoned our brains. Like, it's totally my fault. Anyway.
I thought this kind of worked with our, my prediction that Eric Vanderwoodson does, is the head of an athleisure company. I think since Audrey's mom is about to lose her job, maybe she can go work with Eric.
It's a great idea. It's not canon, but I like it.
Right. It could be.
And here comes a note that we both had in different points in the doc.
Yeah. Audrey just like hates Monet and Luna to like a level that is pretty intense. And we're introduced to this group as like a unit that they're all like really good friends for a really long time. And then we see the way Audrey acts with Monet and Luna, and it is kind of scary. They're all really mean. Everybody besides Julian is really mean of the girls.
Lozoya is nice too, but everyone in that friend group, it's like the boys and Julian are nice, and then the girls other than Julian are the meanest people you've ever met.
Okay, the whole entire episode I'm like, why Julian? I like, spoiler alert, I love her so much. Like, I feel like she is able to be rational when normal people wouldn't be, and Audrey is a regular teenager, which she's the only person who acts like a regular teenager. Monet and Luna might be the meanest people I've ever seen in my entire life, specifically Monet. Luna will kind of just sit and make like comments every once in a while. Monet is actively, she says the word smite her now. I'm like, oh my God, this girl is, she's a little,
she's unhinged. Like ruthless.
She's a little unhinged for me. So I hope Sam Edelman enjoys that summer internship they're going to give her.
Oh my God, Olivia, it's not Sam Edelman.
Oh, wait, my bad.
It's a PR agency called Edelman.
Okay. Well, you know what? I stand by it. I don't feel bad.
Okay, fine. It's a very interesting note to me when Aki says, a divorce. Like, he so emphasizes the fact that like Audrey's mom got divorced. I almost did it again. And like, as though it's the end of the world. And it's like, does that mean he's going to stay in this relationship too long too? Like, very interesting from Aki.
So when I watched this through the second time, there were a couple of moments that stood out to me that was like, there's a couple people that you can tell this might be their first time acting.
Oh no.
It was very like over the top stage play sound. He was just saying like, she got a divorce. Like, it was like way over the top, it's not, I feel like these people should be a little bit more accustomed to divorces by now. Shit. Julian's mom dumped her dad for some other person and had a kid and a life and then died. So I think Julian.
And that must have happened when Julian was like 1 year old.
Right. Because Zoya is. Yeah. Yeah. Did we talk about this? I feel like we might have talked about
she's
that.
She's only
that,
2 or 3 years younger than.
Right. Julian. She's a freshman and she's a freshman junior situation. So, I mean, there might be only 2 years between them.
Yeah. It's very strange to me, but you know, it happens. And then I also really liked Julian defending Zoya and instead putting the responsibility for like her relationship going south on Obi, because I feel like that's what we always see, is like the girl blames the girl, and it's very nice, refreshing to see the girl blame the boy.
No, Julian is so reasonable about this whole situation. And it is true. Obi is pursuing Zoya. Zoya never asked for this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He completely. Like, he is.
And spoiler alert, would have worked on me. Like, that's a personal problem.
I also want to know I want to know, like, how he knows where she lives, because he didn't walk her home after the last episode. Is there, like, a school directory? I didn't know that they did that anymore. Billionaires
know these things.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing. But yeah. Yeah. I really like Julian. Only more so after this episode.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's all interesting. So Obi, not in bed after all, comes out of a subway station on the Upper West Side, as Olivia just referenced. Spoiler alert. if only we knew someone over there. Meanwhile, Max hits on Rafa at a urinal. Rafa is not down, although Max clarifies he's of age. So I guess Max is 18. Interesting. Now we know it's illegal for his nudes to be on Zoya's phone. Anyway, Max is persistent. His curiosity is piqued even more when two randos say Rafa is the talk of male general. Max has been discussed there, but briefly, and it's a big blow to his ego that only makes him want to conquer Rafa even more. So then Obi shows up at Zoya's apartment. They get a little too comfortable, thinking Gossip Girl won't have spies on the Upper West Side. Yeah, that's the next segment.
Yeah, they he just, like, shows up at her her apartment. I don't know. It was weird to me, but okay.
If we didn't know who Gossip Girl was, could be Obi. He's a little creepy.
Yeah, and he's always doing things that no one else is doing, so it's kind of unconfirmed if he's actually there or not. So
is Obi a ghost? No, I'm just kidding. So according
that's the big reveal. Obi has been dead this whole time.
Oh no.
If that's in season two, Josh is listening to this podcast.
He's the ghost of Christmas future. That's why he's so charitable or whatever. I don't know how that story goes. According to the Gossip Girl Reddit, Male General is a real site, and I had no idea.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's something I would be perusing in my free time. But
no, I also think it's entirely possible that, like, Gossip Girl Reddit was, like, trolling me, but it seemed as though it was a real site that, like, people had heard of.
Did you Google it?
No.
Oh. I didn't either, but, like, I was just happy to safely assume it wasn't real.
I did too. I was just like, oh, Male General, and then it made the general car insurance or, like, house insurance. I don't know what kind of insurance. Yes. Like, theme song gets stuck in my head. Go to Male General, save some time.
Yeah, the ones
is that national or is that just, like, local and I'm dumb?
No, that's national. Okay, okay. And it had the one with Shaq, like, in the tiny little car. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Such a good jingle. Anyway, dog alert, Frenchie. That's one thing I'll be tracking is every time we see a dog.
So I noticed this dog because the dog was centered between Obi and Zoya, and this dog, clearly the dog's trainer or something, was sitting, like, behind the camera. This dog just stared straight down the barrel of the camera the entire time, like, making eye contact with the camera. No. It was amazing. It almost, I'm like, is this a cutout? Because this dog didn't move the entire scene. It was, I couldn't focus on what was happening in the scene.
Just dog. No thoughts. It was just the dog.
I was just like, what's happening here?
It's not good.
He's super well trained to just, like, stare.
Look, Josh Safran saw a photo of this dog on Pinterest.
Blew up the cardboard cutout of it.
No, and then he called the dog and said, I've been staring at you.
He called the doggist and was like, what's the most designer-y looking dog that you have on the Upper West Side?
Oh my God, I'm making a joke because you said the dog was a bad actor. I was making a joke comparing him to Evan Mock, saying that Josh Safran saw him on Pinterest, called him and said, please audition for my show, Mr. Dog.
I saw your beautiful hair on Instagram. Thought you would be great for my show.
No acting going ability. In so many different ways and I, like, couldn't get my story out to be able to, like, tell my joke.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's hard thinking that you're funny.
I don't think I know, but that's okay. About me.
I think you do.
Kate posts a photo of Obi and Zoya, then jumps into a conference with Zoya's dad, Nick. Very flirty, by the way. Back in Dumbo, Monet and Luna encourage Julian to show Zoya who's in charge. She posts an old picture in a similar outfit, so it seems like Gossip Girl is a liar. She's trying to cancel Gigi, and it's working.
Yeah, the way Gossip Girl works is so demois, it's not even funny. Like, it's the exact same thing, but for, like, one high school.
Yeah, because Dumois posts, I don't even know if Dumois like actually does like real posts. I thought it was just like through the stories. Mm-hmm. But she also posts the, like, she doesn't take any credit for any of the tips.
She like just takes a screenshot and posts it.
Yeah.
That's true. There's more editorial on Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Gossip Girl, I feel like, is more like personal, and it feels like one person is stalking you, where Dumois just seems like it's basically like a filtered Reddit.
Yeah, sure.
Of gossip.
Also, loved the line of dialogue from Monet. She said, "That bitch will be spammed out of existence more swiftly than Scooter." And, like, swiftly than Scooter, so cute. Like, does that count as a reference to Taylor Swift? Please tell me it does.
I assumed it was talking about Scooter Braun. And
it is. Like, it's talking about Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun.
And Scooter Braun. But, like, is that the reference we want? Because I still feel like Scooter does okay. Like, Scooter's still managing everybody and making shitloads of money.
He's doing great, but he cannot do anything without, like, Taylor Swift fans coming out and being like, "You're the worst, you suck, you deserve to have your marriage ended." Like, he can't do anything without those comments.
Right. But I mean, I think he still has credibility, you know, as in his
and
job.
And he still has money.
Right.
But I think, like,
Gossip Girl is not taking ad space or anything like that.
Yeah. But, like, I don't think Scooter Braun can, like, go on the internet anymore.
He probably didn't spend that much time on it anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I assume he's busy ruining people's lives.
I don't. I feel like he did, like, negative work and, like, just somehow ended up a billionaire, probably like Obi's parents. Anyway, the next day, Audrey comes into her mom's depression pit / bedroom. And there's a fundraiser tonight, and Kiki doesn't want to go to this either. But Audrey's the student chair, so she encourages her mom to go. We also find out that Kiki's assistant stole her husband, classic. And it's probably something Audrey and Julian bonded over, and probably why Audrey hates Zoya so much. Over on the Upper West Side, Zoya and her dad gush about Miss Keller because Zoya is still under probation from the headmistress, Zoya promises to be perfect, and her dad shows her the Gossip Girl picture of her and Obi. He does not ship.
This is just building, this whole thing.
I do have a theory. I know that we're trying kind of generally to figure out who the hell Elizabeth Lail is playing. I think Elizabeth Lail could be playing Kiki's assistant / Audrey's dad's new wife.
It's weird because Audrey's mom, I don't know how old this actress is, and I always have to look up her name because I forget every single time.
I think it's Laura Benanti.
Yes, and she's a Broadway person also.
Amazing. Lot of these people seem to be Broadway people. Like,
right.
I think the guy who plays Jordan is a Broadway person. Like, Josh Safran, because it's New York, and, like, these Broadway actors can't really do anything else. Well,
they're doing younger
they can
and
now.
This.
Yeah, they can now, but, like, they couldn't a year ago. So I'm sure all the Broadway people were very available.
Yeah, and she's wonderful, but in my opinion, she also looks very young. So the whole idea of leaving your mom for a younger woman thing just seems a little odd.
It's hard when your mom is Laura Benanti.
Right. Like, she's beautiful and young. I don't know how old she actually is, but she appears to be like 40, maybe. So
yeah, but Elizabeth Lail is what, 27? Like, I don't know. How old is Elizabeth Lail?
And she has a young looking face too. Like, yeah, I think Elizabeth Lail definitely looks younger than she probably is. Maybe not, but she looks young.
She's 29. She was born in 92.
Me too.
When were you born? When's your birthday?
September 21st.
Okay, she's older than you. She's March.
Okay, that old bitch.
That old Thomas Doherty to me.
That old beautiful, beautiful bitch. Oh yeah. So
that's my theory anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
I'm batting 1,000 for theories, so I should just stop theorizing.
Right. I think it makes sense because I feel like there's very few people we haven't really met yet. So
even like Max's parents, like we've seen them. We haven't.
Exactly. I don't think she'd be playing one of Max's dads, but
yeah. I had a theory that she was like Audrey's older sister or something because they kind of look alike, but Audrey seems very only child.
And yeah,
she does not play nice with others.
No, certainly not.
Neither do I. It's fine.
No, I would love to know if Luna and Monet allegedly have siblings because
there is no way Monet has children or has children has siblings. Like
no,
she probably had a twin that she like murdered in the womb.
Yeah, she ate her twin, and that's why she's so angry and mean and like she's yeah. There's
the evil twin. We're gonna be introduced to her like nice twin.
We're gonna go Pretty Little Liars and just make a complete left turn here.
Yep.
Back at school, Kate is upset about the Jew Lions, which are Julian's minions, coming for her. Gossip Girl's account has been flagged, and her tagged photos are all memes. And I couldn't see what the memes actually said, but it was the same meme of the guy turning around
over and over and over again. Yeah, it was very weird.
Yeah, it was like the guy turning around looking at the girl walking by. But Jordan encourages her to keep going. At the front of the school, Julian and Zoya share a look, and Zoya kind of waves while Max and Aki are stalking Rafa. Max recognizes a bathhouse by the towels and gets Aki to join him for a bath after school. Julian tries to apologize to Obi, admitting how petty and jealous she was. But for Obi, this is not a break. It's a breakup.
Yeah, here's where I had my note. It says Audrey hates Luna and Monet.
It took you a little longer to get there than me. I was like, if I was in a room with these people, I would have left. Like,
but I think so uncomfortable. Your note says like Audrey really doesn't like Luna and Luna. Oh my god, Luna and Monet.
That would be their name, though. It'd be Luna or Luna.
I think people say Luna. Is what I feel like I've seen.
Yeah,
that's cuter. And then my note says Audrey hates Luna and Monet, which is funny because it's like, yeah, but at your point it was really dislikes, and at my point it's hate.
Yeah.
I also liked that Jordan got Kate a Yeti. Love a callback. He's obsessed.
Yeah, and
he's down bad.
I love that he thought they were physically throwing bricks through her window, and she says for proverbial bricks, like she's the other one who has the weird acting moment. She's like, proverbial bricks, like she has the weirdest line.
I like it. I think it's funny. It's camp.
Yeah, I think it's camp, but I don't know that it's supposed to be.
Honestly, that Yeti is probably about the same as brick, so he's getting her a self-defense weapon and also a drink tumbler.
Right. And I think, I don't, his liking for her, it like, it feels weird for me. I don't know. Yeah. I know where it's going, but I don't like,
Did you see my prediction that I put in the doc?
Yeah, I don't see.
We won't.
But like, and I had a note in here, and just like how, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But I also think it's weird how funny it is that Kate thinks it would be so easy to do all this, and she's like really unraveling pretty quickly.
Being a teacher at a private school is like not an easy job. It's like a very demanding, time consuming job, and you're Gossip Girl too.
Right. And just like she's like, it's really difficult to write in this voice. I thought it would be so easy. And it's like, okay, right. And I'm sure everybody thinks being
noticed, like, by the way, she's not nailing it.
But I also think it's weird that, and everybody knows it's not the same person, so you don't probably have to really use that exact same voice, but okay.
No, but it's the vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's getting a little too deep into it.
If she doesn't use the correct voice, then Kristen Bell like, yes, can't read it in the same way that she does. So, like, you just have to, like, the voice is important, but it does feel like it's an it's an excuse for the writing team to, like, not be nailing the voice, that Kate wouldn't be nailing the voice. But I'm sure it'll get better as Kate gets better and as the writing team gets better.
Right. But I think for her character, it's very funny that she's just fully unraveling. And then, and she thinks she just thought it was going to be super duper easy. And it makes me it makes me appreciate Julian even more. And I think I know Kate is technically like a millennial, but I feel like it's a very like Gen X.
Kate is
24.
So Kate is Gen Z. Frankly.
But like it's weird. She almost acts like a Gen Xer because she doesn't understand how she's one of those people who thinks that like being an influencer or having a job like in social media is like, you know, hard.
Easy.
Yeah.
Isn't
hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also thought a funny thing that Jordan said was there's nothing questionable that's been posted when they were talking about the account getting flagged. And it's like, not the 14-year-old taking her shirt off. You don't think that's a little questionable, Jordan? Like,
right. Maybe not questionable that's being posted, but questionable that you're doing for sure, Jordan.
No, I think both are questionable.
Yeah. Jordan anyway, will be serving jail time by the end of this season.
God. Jordan's in jail. He shares a cell with Chuck Bass. Like, what a dream.
What a dream. Dreams do come true, Jordan.
Yep. Obi then goes to Zoya in the courtyard. He's planning their date for Friday, even though he hasn't even asked her out yet. Zoya says she's trying to stay out of drama. Obi gets her to agree she would want a date if there wasn't a Julian or if there wasn't a scholarship. Then Julian starts to brainstorm on a way to get Obi to lose interest in Zoya. She asks Gossip Girl for help, and if Gigi gives it, she'll get Gossip Girl uncanceled.
I hate how desperate Julian looks in this moment. Just how she's basically like begging Obi to not break up with her, and I hate that for her.
Yeah,
but I'm also deeply interested in what sport she plays to own a Letterman jacket, because that was weird. Also Max, but like I feel like Max it's more plausible than Julian.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like any of them playing sports. Like, it just doesn't feel right to me. I remember a scene in the original where they were playing like field hockey, but even that felt so out of place.
Yeah, I know Nate played lacrosse.
Yeah.
But I think that was it. Because
he played lacrosse in the books.
Yeah, which like that makes sense. I feel like that worked.
There's
but yeah, I don't see
the trailer. There's a scene in the trailer of Rafa swimming laps in a pool. So maybe Max is going to like join the swim team.
Well, and he makes a remark about at the party about playing an away game or something. And I was like, oh, is he a coach? But
yeah,
you know, maybe, but I feel like that would be a very nuanced callback. But I thought it was weird that he said the term like away game. I'm like, he's a teacher. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Could be a coach. Yeah. I think either way, I think he does like coach the swim team and also teach classics, I guess, which also, I don't think that's the English class that Max is taking. Cause Max says that he needs to take like a Xanax to get through Vicky Fic, which I'm assuming is like Victorian fiction. Like, I don't even know what Vicky Fic is.
Love that these are all electives, as though I feel I don't know that they're gonna be.
No, I think it would just be an English class, but classics, they said, made it seem like an elective.
They said classics was an elective. I'm like, who's taking that class?
Yeah,
I don't know. Not me, but I don't know.
People that are like gonna go to Yale or whatever are like, oh, sure. Classics. I don't know.
It also sounds hard. Like, honestly, it just like when I'm taking electives, I'm like, what do I enjoy that like I'm taking for fun? Not classics.
Ceramics.
Yes.
Maybe PE. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Right. Not classics. It sounds like lots of papers of stuff I don't totally understand. So
yeah. I also liked the way the conversation between Obi and Zoya was written. Like, it just kind of seemed like they had a good back and forth that I kind of liked. And I didn't really notice it on the first time I watched it, but on the second time that I watched it, because yes, I watched this episode twice this morning before 9 a.m.
Wait, on regular speed?
Yeah.
Okay. I know. You notoriously just watch everything.
Oh, I had to take notes. I had to come up with our summary. I can't be watching on fast. What if I miss something? So anyway, I couldn't imagine. He starts off by saying, I got to thinking about what we could do on Friday. Oh shit, I forgot to ask you out. Like, what a, just really getting ahead of himself. Like, this dude has, you know, silver spoon, gotten everything he's ever wanted.
So douchey.
Yeah, and then later on, Zoya says, it's not that I don't want to hang. And he says, cool, I don't want to hang either. Being like, he doesn't want to hang out with her. He wants to go on a date. And it's like, oh, okay, interesting. But either way, like, this is the most charismatic we've seen Obi. And it's kind of working for me.
Right. I liked how straightforward he was and how I feel, why this isn't true to life. I feel like most men would never be so like, no, I want a date. We don't need to be friends. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I'm not here to be friends with you. I'm here to go on a date with you. And I love that, but it feels written by a female.
So, because it was,
but yeah, it definitely was not a male perspective.
Anyway. Also, like, Obi could pay her tuition by, like, sneezing. Let's stop pretending the scholarship's a big point. I understand that, like, she would never take this, but if she did hypothetically, like, get her scholarship taken away, all it would take is, like, a check from Obi. Like, I don't, like, stop pretending that money is an issue for some of these characters if it's, like, so not an issue for other ones. I don't know.
Right. Like, I was legitimately expecting... this conversation, she says something to the effect of, and what world would it be that I don't have to worry about losing my scholarship and not being able to go to school here anymore? And I was genuinely expecting him to say, I'll just pay your tuition so you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, you don't have to worry about being nice to Julian anymore, or like her feelings or what she cares about, because I'll just pay your tuition instead.
Yeah, which is a very bad like way to be with like a boyfriend that you have your freshman year. Like, you don't want to be financially like
tied,
indebted to someone, or like tied to them.
And you're moving from one person to another. So now you don't have to be nice to Julian, but you can't break up with Obi.
Yeah, although she probably could, and he would probably like, you know, still pay it.
Yeah, but he's a good guy.
He's a good guy, but he's, you know, also not.
Charity's my personality.
Yeah, God, it's ridiculous. Charity is his personality, genuinely. And maybe that's why he's dating Zoya. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
She says this smile, or he says, the smile you love so much can do anything. Well, isn't that nice for you,
no,
Obi?
I don't like that. Isn't that nice?
I don't, it's problematic in every way imaginable, especially to, like, not the climate for those kinds of comments, Obi.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's supposed to be true. Maybe that ruins the whole thing. Like, I don't know. I don't want... Ugh, horrible.
And it, like, ends that way. As he's, like, walking away, I would have been like, no, please come back here and explain that for me real quick, because that's not the way we end this cute conversation. Yeah, is no. You being a creep.
It's not good. Also, Julian at Obi, Alexa. Oh, no, she's going to activate. No, stop.
Somebody, I was watching
by Olivia Rodrigo. Like,
I was listening to a show. I had the show on my computer, and somebody said, hey, Siri, in the show. And my Siri on my computer activated. And I'm just like, and it paused the whole thing. It was such so a pain rude. In the ass.
That's why I had to stop. I realized that mine lit up and I was like, oh no.
It was like, I'm listening, Miranda.
Sorry, guys. I also really deeply related to Audrey when she said, you were right, my least favorite words, which to say, they are definitely my favorite words to hear.
Yes, my sister said something, we were having a conversation and she said something. And she basically said I was wrong, and I was like, wait, go back, just say that last line, I'm gonna record it, no context needed. Yeah. I just need that to be my ringtone on my phone.
Yes, please. Yeah. Oh, that's the best, especially with siblings when like you're the one who's right. Oh my God.
We were legit, we were playing tennis and she was across the court and I was like, wait, come back. I need that. I will never hear these words again.
And did she? Probably not.
No, she didn't know what I was saying and then got mad. So in the bathhouse, Aki complains to Max about his relationship with Audrey. They find Rafa and Max asks Aki to help him make Rafa jealous. Aki instantly agrees and they make out. It works. Meanwhile, Zoya, things I never thought I would read aloud. Zoya shows up in the teacher's lounge to volunteer while Jordan and Kate are trying to dig up dirt on her. Kate and Zoya bond over seating chart cards and Kate tells Zoya she deserves to be at the school. But we also find out Zoya was kicked out of her old school. Kate goes to Whitney in the admin office to find out why and presume, and yeah, things ensue. Yeah.
You know, things ensue.
Why did Aki go to this bathhouse? You can say no to plans, Aki.
No, I don't think.
Or say yes and cancel them. It feels even better.
He clearly has a crush on Max. Second of all, Aki seems like the kind of guy who will take, and maybe this is just like the skater persona getting to me, he seems like the kind of guy who would take any excuse to get out of class. Like,
oh yeah, I did forget that they did this during the day.
Yeah, they did it like fully during the school day. And I don't know, it just kind of makes sense to me. Like Aki's just, you know, Aki, much like Obi, down bad, like has a crush on this guy. He's simping over Max.
Right,
Obi is such a simp. Wow. Okay.
But it's such a weird thing to do. And I even like my straight female friends that have never hit on me as aggressively as Max does to Aki, if they were like, let's go get naked in this public bathhouse together.
That's fair.
I would flat out say, no, this isn't something I'm going to do today. And that it's the whole situation. Like I feel like a bathhouse would be something that would take a long time to convince someone to do with you.
Yeah, I don't think it's like on my to-do list personally.
Right.
But yeah,
I feel like spa would have been a better sell, but okay.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting, like, as a set piece. I don't know. There was also a part where Max asks Aki, do I have your consent? And Aki says, for what? And Max says, for whatever. Look, I like him asking for consent. I think that's nice. It does not work that way.
Like, right. I think as he was saying this, I was like, oh, that's
nice. And yes. Then immediately it's like, never
yes.
mind.
Yes, but no. No,
it should not ever be for whatever. It should be for this specific
for
thing.
The surprise.
To always be able to be revoked, like etc. And yes. Like eventually, obviously, what happens like is very consensual and like mm-hmm. that's fine. But I didn't love like it seems so, and I actually kind of like this as a character note. I don't think this is like the show gossip or like misunderstanding consent. I think this is specifically like a Max Wolf misunderstanding consent.
Yes.
Being like, oh, if someone says they consent, that means they do. Like, and I know consent is important, not understanding like the nuance that comes along with it.
Yeah. And I think this sequence, because so it's not that hard. It's not, I think, for like this public image of the show, it's not that hard to think of Audrey and Max together, but it's different thinking Aki and Max are just gonna make out randomly when presumably Aki has never explored those feelings before. So I think
no, but
it
we
makes
do know
it,
he's been like sitting with them.
Yeah, but it makes it seem less aggressive, I guess, for Max to flat out ask before. And I think yeah. I think that's it's not it's it could be super creepy and weird if they didn't have some kind of conversation about it before. So mm-hmm. I appreciated that. However, yeah. There's a lot that's going on here. I feel like Aki was, again, shouldn't have gone to this to this bathhouse.
But it's good for the plot, Olivia. Right, so we had
the
to.
Plot, it was great. However, I'm like, this is wild. Apparently I need more experiences in my life, but I was flabbergasted the entire time.
Yeah. It's also like, you know, They said in the first episode there was like the burger place they like to go to, but they check IDs. These kids must have really good fake IDs though. Like, so I don't understand why that would be a concern, because there's no way you don't have to be 18 to get into a bathhouse.
Where everyone is fully
apparently
naked.
Like Max would be able to go, but I don't see Aki being able to go. Also, I was shook that Aki's name was not Akino, it was Akeno. I was like, wow, why are we calling him Aki if his actual name is Akeno?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, you don't Akeno?
I can't know.
Anyway, also, de Blasio reference. Congratulations, Olivia. That's a point.
I feel like that's the only one I'm getting with de Blasio. You know, as soon as I hear them make the references, I immediately know they're never happening again. So these are
No, yeah.
one-offs, certainly.
Yeah, I don't think they make the same references like multiple times.
No, that's why I'm like really unhappy about the Baldwin reference at the top of the episode.
Oh, that's
I
fair.
really don't think they're talking about Alec and Haley in the same season, you know?
They could.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
I'll take a half point if
Yeah.
love to see all the good things. So they're talking about this 12-year-old. She get so Kate got a tip about this 12-year-old getting his foot stuck in a grate, and how that was her only tip that came in that morning. I just love that there are 12-year-olds who are sending these tips in about each other getting
Yeah,
stuck in a
like
grate.
thinking that they're important.
And that I just love that the good things, the future of this world, that's what this is, that's what's happening to our future.
Yeah.
They're, you know, shitting on each other to an anonymous Instagram.
I get it. They're like, I'm gonna play a game of Fortnite and then I'm gonna send it a tip to Gossip Girl. I really liked when Kate and Zoya were like making the seating chart cards. They were joking about the names that they all had and like how insane they were. Zoya's like, my name is Zoya. And Kate was like, you're talking to Kate Keller. It's like, okay, love the little self-reference there. Also, we got a reveal that Zoya wants to write plays, not act. I think originally when she was talking about Yale drama, I assumed that that was like Yale drama for acting, which is very like Carmen from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. The fact that I can just pull that reference out, like it's nothing, is ridiculous. But now the Jeremy O'Hara stuff like makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it was something that I definitely noted, but I don't know.
But also you
Good for
didn't, because
her.
it's not in the notes from you.
Right, but I noted, but not noted as important enough to write down.
Got it. And then another thing that Whitney says, I think, is the great part of working in admin is knowing other people are just as bored as you are. And as someone who did work study in a registrar's office, can confirm, very true.
But also,
And
is that the great part, or is
it
that
is when you're trying to dig up dirt on someone, not dirt, but like, I mean, you know, there were a lot of things that I could look up.
because I feel like this incident would have been something that like presumably came with her transcript when she applied. So if she got
Yeah,
kicked out of
you
the
would think so.
school, how did that timing worked out really nicely that she was able to submit this scholarship application and everything like that. Also, if she got kicked,
What if the thing that she did was not actually that bad, or it was set up by Julian in order to like make her have to leave and go to the school, go to Constance,
right, well,
because she
whatever
didn't want to
it,
leave Buffalo.
yeah, because whatever it
Theory.
was, it seemed the situation seemed weird also looking back on it, that Zoya was like so upset about being gifted this scholarship basically and maybe not having deserved it. But if you got kicked out of your old school,
Yeah,
I think
surely
that's
that's the disqualifying.
disqualifying. Yeah, that's something they're probably gonna know about, and I would assume might disqualify you from getting into this very prestigious school. But
Yeah.
so take what you can get, Zoya, you know, gotta get ahead somehow.
Absolutely. So we get another getting ready montage for the charity event. This, I think, is getting ready montage number three of two episodes. Gigi sends Julian the dirt on Zoya, who is on her way to the event with her dad. Oh, sends. Oh, yeah. Zoya's on the way to the event. Julian gets the dirt. Audrey looks for her mom and threatens to emancipate herself, which, like, okay, Jenny Humphrey. Max is watching the auction, or at least that line that involves Rafa, and he teases Aki that he's going to tell Audrey about their kiss. He doesn't. He seems like the guy who would, like, really rather have a secret to use than give it away. And Obi tells Zoya that he bought her ticket and chose her seat so they'd be able to talk. This is his idea of a secret date. It's not very good. He's, like, might be rich, but he's not smart. At the bar, Audrey's mom orders a drink, and it seems like we're being set up for a Kate Keller / Mr. Lott relationship. Weird. He offers to save her from creepier dads. I say creepier because, I don't know, he's a little creepy, don't I?
Yeah, I had put my notes in the wrong spot, but I don't like Kate and Nick dating. I think
they're setting us up for that, but I really don't like it. I have another theory on that later on.
I did like that.
Can I just go over my theory now?
Yeah, go for it.
I have a theory that they're gonna set up like Kate and Nick dating. That's his name, right? Nick. I get, yes. Davis and Nick.
Yeah, confused. Davis is Julian's dad.
Nick,
yeah.
Zoya.
Okay. It's Davis Calloway. That's, for some reason, that's the only reason how I remembered it.
I don't know why that would help you.
Because somebody calls him Mr. Calloway later, and then they reference Zoya's dad as just Nick. So yeah. I'm like, oh, the other Nick one has Lott, to be Davis.
Davis, yes. Calloway. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can see them, like, putting them together. I don't really want to see it because I feel like Kate's probably too young for that. But
he seems young also, though.
Yeah, but, like, if he has a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah, he could be in his early – he could be under 35, though.
Yeah, look, not my fave. I think that they're going to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan is going to get jealous, and Jordan's going to, like, let the secret out somehow, or he's going to let out, like, a different secret. Like, he's going to tell everyone what happened to Zoya. So Zoya's going to have to leave so that, like, Nick Lott will break up with Kate Keller. That's kind of my theory on what might be happening here, what they might be setting up for, but, you know, no idea. I love theorizing now because I'm right, yeah. Sometimes.
I definitely think Kate and Nick are going to get together at least for a portion of the season. I don't know. I feel like Jordan's stuff is a little bit more subtle. It's not as, I don't feel like it's as openly flirty.
The look
flirty.
I just gave Olivia.
I just don't feel like it's as openly flirty as, like, the look, music, editing around Kate and Nick. I feel like,
yeah,
Jordan could just be that, like, really eager friend where, like, Nick is very romantic.
For the Jordan stuff, it's supposed to be seen as awkward, and for the Nick stuff, it's supposed to be, like, romantic.
Right.
That's
right.
The difference.
But Jordan doesn't seem off he would, like, lose his shit over her dating somebody else. I need to hear
do out in the rain with a phone.
Right. I need to hear his reaction when she says, oh, I went on a date with someone. Like, that's what I want to hear, and then I can make a decision, because I think that would be super telling.
I can see his reaction in my mind. Like, I don't know why, and I think it's the actor doing a really good job. Like, the character of Jordan is so clear in my mind. Like, I think, I don't know, like, the character of Jordan is so, like, consistent and, like, makes so much sense to me. And that's something that I was thinking about with, like, Georgina, for example. Like, mm-hmm. Georgina is batshit insane, but because she's so consistent, she's believable. And I think,
right,
that's the same situation with Jordan. Like, they have the character of Jordan, like, down to a science in my brain 2 episodes in, and I don't know if I would say that for anybody else.
So I think the thing about it for me with Jordan is, at times, I get not straight vibes from him. So
fair.
I thought, I was like, oh, Rafa and Jordan are both, they only hire gay male teachers at this school, apparently, which does not stop them from sleeping with people. So
nope. But I think it's interesting. Well, because if St. Jude's is, like, an all boys school, I think.
Yeah, but I thought they combined them. They combined them, and I think the buildings were separated, but they're not anymore. I don't know.
It's very confusing.
They all are intermingled in their courtyard situation, though.
Yeah, it seemed like they had different, like, classrooms, but were in the same building. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and that, about the courtyard, there's maybe 3 or 4 tables in this courtyard for presumably hundreds of kids.
I actually, like, thinking about my campus, we had maybe, like, 8 lunch tables for, like, 1,000 kids. So it kind of checks out to me.
But those tables were, we had round tables like that.
We had round tables like that. And we had probably about 8 of them, maybe 8. Like everyone just kind of sat around other places.
Really?
That's, yeah.
But was it outdoors too?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming they have some sort of cafeteria situation at their school because it's New York and you're not eating outside
in
the winter.
We will never see it. Honestly, they probably don't. They probably just go eat lunch on the steps.
Oh yeah, that's true. They just get like some kind of like free period situation, which makes, but yeah, this like weird, I just think of all these kids running around this like box that they're in. And I'm like, this is a rather small courtyard for this school.
It's a fishbowl.
A square fishbowl.
Do you think that we ever see a scene filmed in a classroom at Constance?
I thought we were going to see a lot of scenes in the classrooms and we haven't gotten one yet.
I don't remember a single one in the original.
No, but the teachers weren't so important.
That's true.
I did love at the very beginning, the teacher who said someone actually raised their hand to ask a question in class yesterday. I'm like, that's so cute. She strikes me as adorable. I love her.
Oh, these poor teachers.
Can you imagine?
I am glad that we're seeing less of Whitney. I like that she's technically not a teacher. She's like an admin person. So maybe she's a little bit separated. And the main teachers that we're going to get are the girl whose names I don't know, Rafa, Jordan, and Kate, I think.
Well, and why does Whitney care about the kids' opinion? Because she's not somebody, like an admin person isn't going to be affected by kids not liking them.
I don't know, maybe you are if like kids call in to be absent and you like don't believe them that you're talking to a parent or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like I think there are definitely things that you could do, or if you don't like change a grade or something. There are things you could do if you're an admin.
I don't feel like even with like grades and stuff like that, I don't feel like an admin has that much authority to go in and change a teacher's like submitted grade.
No, that's true. But sometimes you can appeal.
I just don't feel like Whitney has enough power for people to like care about disliking her. I think she just
probably
wants
not.
Whitney just wants to be a part of something.
True. She's, you know, she has so many ex-wives. That was a weird line.
And I'm not even a lesbian.
It didn't make any sense to me.
Right. I'm like, was this in past lives or something? Like, what is she talking about?
I love Aki living at Billionaire's Row. Like, it makes so much sense to me now why he's so sad. I also love, I'm obsessed with Julian's apartment. I call it later on in the doc her sky palace. Like, I'm just obsessed with it. I think it's so cool. And I just needed to say it, like, takes my breath away. And then I will say, we talked about last time how weird it was that they all call their parents by their first names, which is a thing they did in the original. I get it. It's tradition at this point. Even worse than calling your parent their first name is calling your parent by a nickname, which Audrey calls her mom Keeks. And I was like, ew.
Well, and they call her Kiki too, and her name is Catherine. I didn't know.
Kiki's a nickname too. I was calling her Kiki the whole time.
Right. No, her first name was not Kiki.
Do you think her athleisure line is called Kiki Kemen?
I don't know. Is that the last name?
Instead of Lululemon.
Oh, I was like, what's Kemen? I don't, Keekletics or something. Keekletics. Them all. Keek and ball. Like, not, she, what's funny is later, Kiki refers to Aki by his non-nickname. She calls him a Keno and he calls her Kiki.
It's so weird.
It's bizarre. I don't.
But he also calls her something else later on. We'll get there. anyway, another thing was
divorce.
Zoya says to Obi, "You're a good person." And, like, I think Obi needs to, like, go take a cold shower after she says that. Like, he is going to be obsessed with her. I truly think that's all it takes. Like, you did it. Like, you unlocked the key to Obi's heart. It's calling him a good person.
He's going to say it in their wedding vows. He's like, "You said one time that I was a good person."
That's all it took. He's and obsessed. I've
been in love ever since.
That's what Julia needs to do. She just needs to go up to Obi and, like, tell him how good of a person he is.
Well, and later she says something along the lines of, "He just wanted me to, like, share his interests, and I couldn't do that." And I'm like, I don't know if charity is something I would openly share that I couldn't be interested in.
Which is so true. Like, also,
I just couldn't get behind all of his good person shit.
He does so well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she's just like, I just couldn't do it. I'm like, get behind being a good person. I don't.
Take an Instagram story at a soup kitchen? Like, I don't know.
But I also don't know that that's the kind of stuff Obi is doing. I feel like he's much more like social justice-y kind of stuff versus, like, flat out, you know, going to soup kitchens.
Yeah, but he is also, like, buying school supplies for underprivileged schools. So I don't know.
But I don't think he's ever done that before until Zoya suggests it. I think he's going to fundraisers before.
Yeah, until Zoya says,
"Why don't?"
She essentially compares it to, like, voluntourism the same way I did in the last one. Like, you're paying for the champagne and the venue and all of that stuff. You're not actually paying to, like, help these kids. You're lining the pockets of, like, Mr. Plaza Hotel or whatever, wherever they're having this event. Oh God, I just realized who that probably is. Because I told them, yeah. anyway, that's, like, the whole thing. It's like, you're not actually doing something good with the money. You're just, like, having a party. But
when the party costs over $100,000, you know, it's great that you raise so much money. However, you could have probably emailed your rich friends and just said, "I'm looking for donations to this," rather than come to this party, get liquored up, spend money, yada yada. You probably could have gotten as much money and not spent anything on a party. Right, exactly. Like, instead of having the whole, you could have gotten just as much money by, like, sending an email as opposed or making a couple phone calls as opposed to spending $100,000 on a party planner, etc.
Or, God forbid, paying the proper amount of taxes. Excuse me.
Exactly.
My, like, throat closed up when I was saying that. The government was like, "Nope, don't do it."
Yeah, that's the whole thing on its own, but whatever. And she makes great points. Zoya's very intuitive in that way.
Yeah.
Julian doesn't want to tell everyone Zoya's secret, only Obi. She doesn't realize Obi has already screwed her by inviting Zoya's dad, in addition to Zoya. Zoya tells Obi how hypocritical the event is, as we were just talking about, and Julian interrupts them to ask Zoya to help her make sure that their dads don't meet. Zoya doesn't care because her dad already knows her whole situation. Julian catches her dad right as Zoya comes up to him. In another room, Aki asks Max not to tell Audrey about them making out, and Kiki starts to make a scene. Seems like her depression meds don't mix well with vodka soda.
That's a thing, right?
Soda. Yeah, it depends. It's probably not depression meds, it's probably more like benzos, but yeah,
I don't know the difference.
Like Xanax, like, that's not something you want to mix with alcohol, like the more like that kind of stuff for the short-term stuff.
Yeah, it seemed like they were really trying to telegraph depression, so, you know, but maybe yeah,
I mean, if you take, because most depression meds are long-term, so, like, people who take, like, Zoloft or Lexapro or something, you're allowed to drink on those. I mean, it's not gonna, like, it's not gonna make this happen. Also, I think she was pretty wasted before she got there. I don't know that that the mixing with the meds is the problem. I think it's the sheer amount of alcohol.
Audrey does bring that up. She says, like, "Are you supposed to take that with your medicine?" And she's like, "Meh, whatever."
Right, she's like, "That's not real," and I'm like,
it could be.
Right, depends on the med. But okay, like, I don't know,
Olivia, you're the Max Wolf of this podcast, because you, like, know all the pharmaceuticals.
Right, and how to mix them with alcohol appropriately.
Yeah.
How to live your life with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, I take one pharmaceutical and I don't drink. Like, it's not for me.
Yeah, the problem was the alcohol, more likely than not. I think we would have had a problem with or without the meds.
Cool.
Julie and her dad get in a fight where she has to explain why Zoya is at this fundraiser. We learn her dad is sober, something Zoya's dad is very surprised about, which, like, I kind of thought endeared them a little bit to each other. I think we saw something, sure, like brewing there that I liked moving forward. I would like for the dads to, like, be on decent
grow
terms.
Up, be friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Audrey tries to get her mom to leave before she can embarrass herself further. It doesn't work. She blows up when Aki calls her Miss Hope instead of Mrs. Hope.
Yeah, that was the moment to me that she really, like, lost it, was when he called her
Miss Hope. They, like, did a very tight shot on her face during that scene, and
it's like steam coming out of her ears. Yeah.
Yeah. She also falls back on this guy sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
And she cuts her hand when smashing a martini glass, and she's screaming about how her hand hurts, and she's sitting on this guy's lap, and he says, "I'm a doctor." And the shot has panned away, and we hear her say, "You are?" I'm like,
yeah,
new dad.
I didn't notice that the first time I watched it, but I heard it the second time and chuckled.
It made me laugh a lot. Also, I enjoyed the line, like, "These people don't mainline page 6 every morning." Loved that for her.
Do you read page 6?
Not every day. Okay. Yeah, I only read it when I see, like, Instagram posts that link to it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I was kind of like, what year is it? Like, are these people really reading page 6 every morning?
I would say I think a better line would have been, like, "They don't have a Google alert for my name."
Ooh, yeah. Julian's dad, my voice, what is going on today? Julian's dad feels like a mobster, not a music producer.
Yeah. And he's always wearing these, like, bowling we keep getting him in these open bowling shirt situations. And mm-hmm. I'm like, can we put him, I feel like music producers are typically, like, fairly well dressed, and yeah, he is dressing like he runs a bar in Hawaii, you know, or, like, in the Keys. So
yeah, a little bit. I think it's also interesting to me that they have the same haircut, him and Julian. I think they go to the same barber, like, but
did they do each other's haircuts during the pandemic?
Buzz cuts. I also wonder, like, his mannerisms are very strange to me, kind of the way that he sort of, like,
hunched
is
forward,
always looking at her, like, hunched over, kind of, like, off to the side. And I wonder if there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I feel like he
seems a little
always
follow me.
Yeah, like, he always seems like he's about to, like, explode. Like, I don't know what the background, yeah. I obviously he used to not be great because he wasn't sober. However, he always seems really angry. And
I don't,
like,
know.
He,
I actually don't think I agree with that. I think he always seems, like, concerned.
Yeah, and that he takes a beat before saying anything. Every sentence he says is very well thought through, which I appreciate, but it makes me nervous.
Yeah. To me, like, I would be willing to guess that, like, he has had very good therapy.
Yes.
And I think that's why Julian is so, like, well adjusted too. Like, yes. I think having a dad that has, like, gone to therapy, I'm sure, does wonders. Wouldn't know, but, like,
same. Yeah, and I think they've definitely been through it together. And I liked that when she was talking about how he might not remember things from when he wasn't sober, it wasn't as though she was throwing it in his face or anything like that. It was much more, there were times that we've worked through and I wouldn't do this now, but I did because of those times, you know, like, there are, yeah. She definitely makes, she knows how to, like, plead her case to her dad and makes informed decisions, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. So Obi and Zoya talk in their back-to-back chairs, and Obi asks Zoya to leave with him because leaving together is so subtle. Again, he's rich, not smart.
Again, how everybody, they go to school with everyone at this party. He said earlier, it's a secret date. No one will know. Everyone knows.
Rent out Yankee Stadium. That's what you should be doing instead. Getting,
a hotel room or.
That's what I thought it was going to be. And I was oh my God, it's going to be so fun.
It's just a party with every single person we go to school with.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a helicopter or something cool.
Right. Or he's going to take, I was thinking for some reason.
What's the point of dating a billionaire if they can't rent out Yankee Stadium or
I was thinking a yacht. Yeah. He was going to rent a boat or something and take her out on a yacht. No, let's go to
Mary
John
Tucker.
Yes, that's it. That's what I was thinking. But no, we get a fundraiser at school with not only all the kids we go to school with, all of our parents too, and teachers.
Yeah. Oh God. Actually, seemingly every parent except Obi's.
Yeah.
Non-existent.
We didn't see Max's parents or Aki's parents.
True. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it's okay. Sure.
I think it's so weird subtle. That the kids are at the fundraiser to begin with anyway. I feel as though that's kind of a weird thing. Most fundraisers from the schools.
What funds do the kids have?
Yeah, and it's for parents to go to and spend money, auctions.
These kids
and stuff
have
like
trust
that.
Funds.
And I'm assuming they're all drinking at
yeah, very strange. So Kate follows them, and Julian is now more committed to taking Zoya down because of the dad thing, not because of the Obi thing, and that was kind of an interesting point that I had. So Obi brings Zoya to a school supply store where they go on a shopping spree, all caught by Kate. Gossip Girl sends Julian the address, and Julian arranges to bring both dads to the store so she can tell them all Zoya's secret. I liked this date. I thought this part was cute. Supporting a small business, it's much better than giving it all to this famous, hotel or whatever, wherever they're.
Oh, I was actually going to say a big paper company like Staples.
I mean, a little bit, but yeah, I like that they're helping this small business. I like that the guy got Obi's card first.
Mr. Williams was so cute. I loved him so much. He's no, payment first, sir. Thank you.
Smart. And I also, I don't know. I think it's it's a little inconsiderate that he made Mr. Williams come back to work.
How did he have Mr. Williams' phone number? It is Obi an art supply enthusiast.
No idea. But it's this is a little bit of what rich people think trickle down is. The other thing, not trickle down. This is a little bit that, but trickle down's a lie anyway, so whatever. But I did like this a little bit more than anything else that we've seen Obi do so far. This is better than the donuts.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. And I
still a drop in the bucket, but
I did as they were shopping and stuff in the store, I enjoyed how much Mr. Williams, how cute he thought they were. He was just laughing and staring at them the whole time, because this is weird.
A little awkward.
Right. It's weird for him to kiss her and stuff for the first time in front of this guy. But
yeah.
I thought it was cute that he started out kind of a grumpy older guy and was cool by the end of it.
They won him over.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cute. I thought this whole thing was cute. When Julian is preparing to this plan to go to take both the dads, this seemed a stupid idea from the jump. I was thinking there's no way they're doing obviously she doesn't really know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But this seems it's going to backfire immediately.
No, but she wants to expose Zoya's secret. She wants Zoya to be caught by her dad when she's grounded. So she knows that'll get Zoya in trouble. That'll probably make her dad not like Obi. So then they won't date. But I think all of it really is the point is to expose that Zoya's secret.
Zoya's
so that
secret.
Obi doesn't like her and all that stuff, whatever the Zoya secret is that Gossip Girl sent her.
I didn't think she had sent her that yet.
She did. She sent her. So Julian has whatever evidence why Zoya got kicked out of school. Julian knows.
So she was going to confront her at the art supply store?
Yes. So she was going to.
I thought the whole point was just catch secret. That she had left with a guy, basically.
No, it was that she wanted to tell Obi, and she just wanted to tell Obi.
Okay.
But now she wanted to like bring the dads into it.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Which presumably Nick would already know was. And Davis wouldn't care, but I don't
know. He doesn't care that she's been kicked out of a school. He already know. Yeah.
Maybe what she did is like that bad. Maybe it's going to be like Serena saying, I killed somebody.
Which that was ridiculous too.
That was apparently Josh Safran's idea.
Really?
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Which that's such an iconic moment.
No, it's a great like line, but when they actually explain what happened,
not as good. But like ending the episode with I killed somebody is like
right. Like this is a left turn I didn't think we were taking today. But then when they explain it, you're just like, who's stupid enough to think that you killed somebody because of that though? That's not how it works. So Max won his auction prize, but he can't redeem it because he's a student. Apparently there's fine print, which is another reason why these students shouldn't be at this fundraiser.
Max also rich, not smart. All these characters, rich, not smart.
Zoya, smart, not rich.
Yeah, true.
In a conversation with Rafa, he makes his intentions very clear, but so does Rafa. Max is going to have to wait until after graduation. Aki and Audrey dump Kiki into a lift and then fight because Audrey doesn't want her boyfriend to be an objective party. She wants him to take her side.
Which I completely understand.
Yes. I appreciate how rational and logical Aki is. I think he's a great like friend, and I think he's great like in like a professional situation. Mm-hmm. He's the freaking best coworker you have, but as a boyfriend and in the emotionally trigger like the really emotional situation Audrey is in, I do not want you being rational in like trying to play devil's advocate or whatever for right now.
I think in the last episode we might have said this, or I read it somewhere, Aki's parents are both therapists.
This makes so much sense.
So yeah, that kind of
and it does make sense with Audrey's random like references for I'm not paying for this session, yada yada.
And I think that also might be like part of the reason why Aki is so seemingly like laissez-faire with like exploring his sexuality. Like it doesn't seem like it's a big deal or like anything world shattering to him that he's like attracted to Max. It seems like he's, you know, rational about it.
Yeah, it seems more so seems not that the sexuality part bothers him at all. Mm-hmm. Like exploring like those feelings doesn't stop him at all. It's the cheating. Yeah, it's the cheating on the girlfriend that gives him pause, which is like, you know, fair. Yeah. Fair.
So Obi and Zoya fill their did we read that part already?
No.
Oh. Okay. I feel like we talked about all of the parent stuff already, which is why I was like, wait, what? Obi and Zoya fill their baskets for underprivileged schools in a very John Hughes style montage where Mr. Williams, is that his name, was watching them the whole time. They kiss in the textbook section while Julian waits outside. So they're getting viewed from all angles.
But is a textbook really like a school or an art supply?
I don't know. It looked like they were like dictionaries and stuff in there. I don't know. And then Julian realizes she doesn't want to ruin this for them, but it's too late. The dads have arrived, and the dads seem torn between their own hatred and wanting Julian and Zoya to have a relationship, realizing it's their fault that they're so at odds. Kate is also ready to expose this, but she deletes the photos before she can post anything. So, interesting, moment for Kate where she's like, no, I'll let this happen.
Well, that's because she's into Nick.
Maybe. Maybe now that Nick's involved, she's
I think she sees Nick.
But she also really likes Zoya.
And Zoya, yeah. But I think, you know, I think
mom vibes.
Also, Presumably, Nick yes. doesn't get to be mad at, like,
imagine Julian. Your stepmom being 10 years older than you.
Right, right.
Actually, I shouldn't have to imagine it. That's my mom. It's less than 10 years.
Is older than... is
six. My mom is, like, the same age, essentially, as my half-sisters.
Oh, okay. I think we're talking about... I'm like, your mom isn't... That is not...
No.
Okay. But her, Nick presumably really doesn't have a reason to, he doesn't get to be mad at Davis and he doesn't really get to be mad at Julian. They've done nothing to wrong him. Nick kind of shit the bed in this situation, you know? Yeah. He doesn't get to really be mad. And Davis.
He should be mad at Toya, which it seems like is where he's angry.
Yeah, but there's this weird, like, situation with Nick and Davis, and I don't know, I it's awkward, but I don't know. And does it help that Zoe was doing charity work? I feel like if I roll up on my kid doing charity work, even though they, like, snuck out of this stupid fundraiser, like, I get that it's Here's bad, but still,
Obi is doing charity work, Zoya snuck out and went shopping.
Right, but it was her idea. It was her idea.
No, it wasn't. It was his idea.
No, I mean, she was the one who like, put it in perspective. She, like, the perspective. Said something
that, like, made him think that, but, like, it's his idea. It's his money. Technically, he's doing the charity work. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like he thinks that way a lot, though.
Although he could, you know, just go and, like, have this small business, like, ship boxes or something. It doesn't have to be you going and, like, actually being the one to pick these things out,
because presumably high school students don't know what kind of school supplies
there's a
children
lot of
need
schools in New York City.
Yeah,
so I don't know if your, like, little basket's gonna help that much,
because they were using hand baskets too. Exactly. Yeah. I appreciate the supporting the small business, but I feel like the actual way for this to happen would be going on a big box website that has a large supply.
You're not supporting the small business.
No, I know, that's what I said. Like, I appreciate the supporting the small business, however, in reality, I think this would be going on Staples or whatever's website and ordering, like, thousands of notebooks and you know, like, that's
no,
how
I feel
that
like
would
what
go.
You need to do is buy big boxes from the small business. There you go.
What?
Because, like, you're actual not supporting the small businesses. Like, Mr. Staple does not need the
right
money.
And I wasn't saying that that's the good way, but I think in this, that's what this charity money is, that's what's happening. Yeah. With it, because the people that's care more about the fundraiser than the actual, like, what's being done with the money.
Yeah, so I hate when, like, teachers nowadays, because we live during the apocalypse, have to put up their, like, Amazon wish lists, and it's like, I would love to donate to you, but I don't want that money to go to Amazon, you know? Like, I would rather you be able to, like, buy this book that's on your wish list from, like, a local bookstore instead of buying it from Amazon.
Yes.
You clearly don't have the same, like, thought process there as I do, but that's fine.
I definitely support small businesses. I don't know a lot of small art businesses. Right. But I'm much more about convenience.
Yeah,
I also
that's why you don't do charity, Olivia.
Right, right.
Charity's not convenient.
I'm a public servant. I volunteer for a living. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, fair.
I volunteer my life away, and then I support large businesses in my spare time.
Great.
But
that's
fine.
I work in advertising. Like, all of my budgets go to Facebook and Amazon and Google anyway. But anyway.
Yeah, I just, I
can't win. Anyway, let's move on.
I would like to say, I think it's sad that teachers even have to have Amazon wish lists.
Yeah,
I think it's
yeah.
It's like, where is our tax money going? Anyway, I digress.
Well, it's because these billionaires like Obi aren't paying taxes. I don't know what Obi pays, but, like,
completely agree.
Fun,
it's certainly not the same percentage that I'm paying.
Another fun pet theory that I have: Obi doesn't pay taxes. I'm sure. Well, Obi's parents don't pay taxes. Probably.
I'm like, I'm sure Obi doesn't pay taxes because he doesn't have a job. He has write-offs, but no taxes.
He probably has some capital gains.
So the next morning, Kiki tells Audrey that her business is going bankrupt. Audrey goes back to her room and finds Max getting dressed after they presumably hooked up.
Olivia, I need to call the police because we have been robbed. I am so angry about that. Like, I am pissed that we did not get to see this.
Yeah, I'm pissed that this, it's taking us so long to get Audrey, Max, and Aki together in one relationship.
Olivia's like, when is the threesome? Like,
we are 2 hours next week into the show.
Episode 3, you know what that means.
Exactly. It better be. I'm expecting it.
No, I don't think so. I feel like it's in episode 4. I don't know. I don't know which one it is, but it's going to happen. It's like all but confirmed.
I know, but I this build up. I'm the edging that's happening here.
Oh no. That's what it is though. That's literally what they're doing.
It is.
I'm pissed. I'm so mad.
Julian's Sky Palace. Her dad says he made a mistake keeping Zoya and Julian apart, and their mom would have loved them being friends. Then Julian gets to school and finds out Zoya is leaving Constance, but she begs her to stay. She even agrees not to interfere with Zoya and Obi. Zoya says she'll stay, and Julian decides not to use the dirt Gossip Girl dug up, which would probably...
Important note there, she still has it, but she's just not going to use it. So, like,
right.
Julian has the dirt on Zoya, Max has the dirt on Aki, and Max has the dirt on Audrey now.
Right, right.
So, like, everyone has these secrets on each other. Yeah.
Well, and I think it's Julian's begging her she's begging her to stay, presumably because she genuinely wants her to stay. But then you better not use that dirt because that's going to get her kicked out of school.
That's true.
Aki brings Audrey flowers and Zoya kisses Obi in the courtyard in front of everybody. Gossip Girl hits 10K followers and gets verified, which is, I think, something that Julian helped her do. Like,
oh, maybe,
yeah. That was something that she said, I'll help you even more if you don't put this out there, I'll get you verified, basically.
Interesting. Okay, congrats on the swipe up, Gigi.
Yeah, how exciting.
Love to see it. Anyway, I'm just like so mad. I would have given this episode 5 stars, now it gets 4.5. No, I'm just kidding. We're not giving star ratings, and this is not happening.
No,
but I'm just so annoyed that they didn't show us Max and Audrey. Like, I get that you'll do it at some point and you like don't want to do it too many times, but like, I'm pissed.
So
but also, it was such a fun twist. I gasped
something
when it pans over to him like putting a shirt. I was like, shocked.
And not to go back to the bathhouse situation, but I think the thing that makes it also really crazy, not that they're kissing, but that they're both fully naked when they're kissing.
Because they had towels on.
They had a towel over.
Just over their trunk.
Yeah, it wasn't like, even was like it. A towel wrapped around them. They were holding a towel there with one hand. It was like a hand towel over.
Yeah, and honestly, it barely seemed like they even needed to hold the towel.
No, because I was thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, that's it, but it was crazy because they're both fully nude in this situation.
Double cheeked up on a Tuesday.
In this last sequence of scene pieces, I did like what I appreciate when parents act like adults, and I thought that Davis talking to Julian was a parent moment for the ages, and I really appreciated it.
Yeah, I love that.
We don't get many of those in these shows or movies or generally. So
true. Especially not the first one. Like, we got none.
No.
I also think, like, from a narrative point of view, I like now that we don't get to know what this secret is. Like, we get to know who Gossip Girl is. So now the show has something that they're keeping from us that, like, we don't know. That's going to be a question to, like, keep us going from week to week is, like, why did Zoya get kicked out of school? But it also must not be that bad because, like, Julian's not bothered by it and she knows. Like, she still wants to be friends.
And it can't be I don't think it, I feel like reasons why people get kicked out of school, my immediate thought for some reason is like, and some kind of violence. And Zoya certainly has shown nothing of that nature. I have a feeling it has something to do with plagiarism or something like that.
Oh,
I think the writing, like, and that's why she didn't feel like she, like her merit wasn't, was up for debate after getting the scholarship, was because maybe like she's not always been completely honest in the past or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I definitely want to noodle on it a little bit more before I make my prediction on like what I think it is, but I like that. So who is your episode winner?
I think the episode winner is Max, right?
Can't say Max every week.
Okay, actually, no, because, okay, I'm going to say it's Obi, because Obi gets exactly what he wants. And he's in no trouble.
Yeah, I would agree. That makes sense to me. I feel like I need to give it to someone different, but I'm not 100% sure who to give it to. And even this whole time when I knew that this was something I was going to have to answer, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I think Obi is a good answer. I might be inclined to say winner overall, Gossip Girl getting verified and then also hitting 10K. I think that's a big moment, and like it was very earned because she had her ups and downs, and overall I think she came out the winner.
Yeah, I think it's weird to think that Gossip Girl gets 10,000 followers when the school maybe has 1,000 kids.
It's literally only because Julian like has a following.
Yeah, and she reposted something or that's true.
And who's your loser?
I know. I definitely know who mine is.
Is it going to be Audrey's mom?
No.
Kiki? I think mine could be Kiki.
Yeah, mine is Julian, because Julian loses everything. Like Julian loses her boyfriend. She loses her boyfriend. She doesn't like, she gets in trouble. She
still has Audrey.
Loses followers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she still has Audrey. Audrey, also another loser for this episode. But she's my runner-up. Yeah, she's my runner-up as secondary loser. But yeah, I think Julian, you feel the impact. Nothing really good happens for Julian in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoya is definitely a winner too, but she's always getting in trouble. She's getting in trouble a lot. So that kind of pushes her down.
Also, we didn't really like talk about it much. Punch in the gut when Aki brings Audrey flowers.
Yikes. Why?
Because like she cheated on him the night before.
Oh yeah, but he doesn't know that. she cheated but, like, on her the day before.
So punch in the gut. Like, I know he does that because he feels guilty, and like he doesn't know that she should feel guilty too.
Right. Like he cheated during the day. She cheated at night. They are both on level playing ground with the same person, so they should feel okay.
Max's body count is like insane. What are we at, 4 confirmed?
Yeah,
we get the 2 people in the pilot, and now we get at least make out. I don't know if we're not gonna go like full anything.
Well, he basically says I've slept with everybody I've wanted to up until this point at Constance except for Audrey. I'm like, oh god, that's gross.
And Aki, you know, I guess,
but right? Like, also, like, could you say a less attractive thing to me than I've slept with everybody here,
but him it works,
but you, it's like, oh god, can you you're still hot, don't get me wrong, but can you please get tested before we do this, because that's nasty.
Mm-hmm. I didn't come up with any other new predictions, by the way. What's a reference that I think they could, we'll skip. We'll just go to a next.
Yeah, I was thinking a Succession reference might be coming because of the HBO Max of it all, but
that's a good idea. But like, what specifically would they say? I don't know.
The word but they already said Succession, I think, in the first one.
They did.
Yeah.
The Bible or Succession.
Yeah. The Bible, Shakespeare, or Succession.
So funny. We're done, I think.
Yeah.
So if you enjoyed this podcast, do a quick tab over to our Apple Podcast page and give us 5 stars. If you're feeling extra generous, leave us a review too. You can't rate and review on Spotify, which is sad, but I think most of you are listening on Apple Podcasts anyway. So give us a review there. If you want to find us on Apple Podcasts, we are the first result right now if you search Gossip Girl, which is crazy to me.
I listen to everything on Spotify, so.
Yeah, we are, in fact, your one and only source, because I think we're the only podcast, like, doing this for the new Gossip Girl.
Right, which is fine with me, so. I'm not That's big on, like yeah, I.
I don't like need, competition.
No, not in this case, no. yeah, and if you want to share a comment with us about the show or tell us who you think your winner and loser is for the episode, you can,
or your predictions,
yeah, or any prediction for something that might happen or your theory for the season, you can email us at youroneandonlysourcepod@gmail.com or slide into our DMs at youroneandonlysourcepod on Instagram.
Yeah, if you're a Josh Safran wanting to send us a PR package, let us know.
Email us. We'll give you our addresses. No questions asked.
Yeah. I want yours also my too, social though, security. So I can send you a gift basket.
Right. And I'll give you my social security number, my credit card number, et cetera.
I'll sell you my life rights. Like,
right.
My soul. Also, be sure to talk about our podcast to literally anyone who will listen. Have friends who watch the show. We'd love it if you could just tell them that our show exists, because truly that helps us.
And how funny we think we are. Tell them that
we're so funny. Also, gotta say, our podcast art looks so cute on an Instagram story, you know, that's all I'm gonna say.
It does.
So yeah, I think that's all we have.
Yeah, see you next week.
See you next week.